They did a very nice job of laying out what counties were coming in what order. They kind of pre-prepped us. They kind of trained super users, so I was the super user on site and the tech advisor, and then I had about a 1 or 2 weeks of getting that used to that under my belt, and then the software went live in our jurisdiction, and we did some training beforehand. They did some live demos and webinars where we could ask questions and answers, but then the switch flipped and we were going to Salesforce. That's the program. And I have to say the staff here did an amazing job of working through it very quickly, completely different program than what we're used to. And at one point we were double entering into two programs so that we made sure none of that information was lost and was transmitted over.
How is it better than the program that you had been using up to this point?
I think I can say with good confidence, most of us here think it's a great program. It's logical, it flows, it's capturing a lot more information in one spot, and it's got a system on the back end that we can pull that information back out that's meaningful.
So if a contact tracer makes a phone call and gets this information, I presume they're entering the data as they go.
Correct.
How much data entry is involved in that process?
So it depends on the tracer and their process. There's a lot of tracers that are proficient. They have a headset and they can type in as they go. Some need to like jot those notes down on a piece of paper. And then once the conversation's ended, they then immediately put it back into the program. So we try to make it just a one-time entry as opposed to multiple entries into two systems. So coming over to Salesforce has really minimized the double documentation we've had to do.
What are you looking to glean from this software, if it makes it easier to do this, that will help McLean County and possibly other health departments manage these sorts of outbreaks in the future?
So having access to the information in a way that the reports are pretty easy to use, it's just understanding the system allows us to see in real time what was the change from yesterday to today and what our case demographics look like. Where are we starting to see the shifts in the community? We're seeing 60-year-olds last week, but now we're starting to see 30-year-olds. And what's great about the program too is we can kind of log the locations of where people visit, so we can then run reports to see, are we seeing locations come up and maybe starting to see something brewing where we can target messaging or resources or reach out to that location about what's going on there, that we're seeing a lot of people naming this location as a place that they visited or been, or the activity. Is it the activity that they're doing that we might see a higher risk of transmission related to other activities?
So is that information easier to glean than it was under the previous program?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. It's just a matter right now of us trying to all wrap our heads around it and pull it out and getting it so we can get it quickly.
Is it more efficient in that regard? Are there workflow efficiencies that you've discovered beyond that for the contact tracers themselves, perhaps?
I would say any work, as we've gotten more tracers on, which is amazing, we're getting to more people quickly. We are more spread out, so it can make it difficult to communicate amongst all of us at once and share messaging. But what I will say with Salesforce is that we can get in and access that information pretty readily. So if we know who we need to talk about or find something, we can look it up in the system amongst us as users, so that somebody working on third floor can see what somebody on first floor is doing, so they can help that person who calls back. They may not get the same tracer they talk to, but any tracer can help them. So it makes it more efficient in that way. It also helps that we're training contact tracers to also be case investigators. So the system allows for you to move back between those two different roles that you're doing very seamlessly. So a case investigator can investigate you as a positive person and then get all the information on your contacts all in the system, and you can move on. You don't have to bounce between different systems.